listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes, owner and financial advisor from Beacon Wealth Advisory. And we're here to help get you to and through retirement with financial peace. If you'd like to listen to this podcast again, we'd love it if you could go out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. We also now have a YouTube channel. So you can go to YouTube, type in Beacon Wealth Advisory, and if you hit subscribe, you'll be able to be notified every time that we have a new video out. So we're just so glad that you could join us today. I'll tell you, there are few things more endearing than the special relationship between a grandparent and a grandchild. For grandparents, it's a chance to relive the joy of raising kids, but with much fewer stresses and obligations. And for grandkids, it's a chance to spend time with another adult who cares about them and is really interested in their well-being. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of you know Grandparents' Day was last week. So I thought it would be great to discuss some of the financial costs of being a grandparent and how you may be able to build some of those costs into your budget and financial plan. Many of you listening probably really have it on your heart to leave a legacy to your grandkids. But before we get into that, I want to bring on my wonderful co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. She's very far from being a grandparent, but I know that she would definitely make the most joyful, fun grandparent someday. So Jacqueline, it's always great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Jenna. That is quite the introduction. And honestly, I am pumped about this episode. I am excited to learn about it. I mean, grandparents are just so special. But Jenna, before we get into it, I mean, what are your favorite memories of your grandparents?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it would have to be my grandma Pearl. She's no longer with us, unfortunately, but she made the best apple pie, and she was always one to get the family together. She would definitely encourage candy in my everyday diet.
Absolutely.
Every time we would go to her house, she'd have this little jar of butterscotch candies, and she would offer it right when we got there, and then she would make sure I had another one for the road once we left. And it's interesting, Jacqueline, I think I've shared on past shows that this was the grandmother that actually had Alzheimer's disease. Yes. And I remember even in the nursing home when she didn't know who I was, she would offer me that jar of butterscotch candies. And so every time I see a butterscotch candy, I think about her. Isn't that neat?
Oh, I love that. I mean, that sounds amazing. And honestly, the butterscotch candies, that must have been a grandma thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Did yours do that too?
Absolutely. I mean, yes. And grandparents are best known for giving candy, sugaring up the grandkids, and then sending them back home, right?
Exactly. And letting the parents deal with them, right?
Yes. Any other memories that you have, Jenna?
Yes, there's a really good memory that I have. My grandma was a farmer's wife, and so I'll never forget she had these glass farm animals on her coffee table in the living room, and I was always so excited to go to grandma's house so I could play with all these glass animals that were sitting on her table, and my mom would always be so worried that I was going to break one of these glass animals. And so one day, I was spending the weekend with my grandparents, and my grandma saw me playing with the glass animals. She said, "I'll tell you what, why don't you go take a bath and take those animals with you? But you got to be really careful because they're glass. You can't break them." And I just always thought that was so funny that she trusted me to play with those glass animals and kind of, you know, do something my mom really probably would never let me do. Right.
Yes.
So, but no, I loved Grandma Pearl. And I tell you, she was the best host. You know, when you would walk into her home, you would just feel the love and smell the apple pie. So just lots of great memories of grandma.
Yeah, I love that.
What about you?
Well, I have a lot of memories as well. All of my grandparents are no longer with us either. Aww. But I had the pleasure of being the only granddaughter. And wow. So that my grandmas were best friends, which I now find that that's very unusual. Yeah. But growing up, I thought that that was usual. And so it was always just me and my two grandmas, and we would do everything together, from getting our nails done to going and just doing ice cream. And, you know, it was so fun just to be able to share that and be the only granddaughter, you know?
Wow. I love that. That is very unique. And to have two grandmas just pouring into you like that, that is really special.
Yes. Yes. And it was a tough day, you know, not having grandparents now, but I'm sure my parents talk about this all the time. They cannot wait to be grandparents. So
no pressure on you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know what they're talking about, right?
Yeah. And I know family is so important to you. So I am sure that you will be like the best grandparent someday. And so, yeah, I'm excited to just see you as a grandma someday. We'll just remain friends for a long time, right?
Absolutely, Jenna. And, you know, I think I will enjoy having grandkids, and I'm excited for that day, Jenna. But let's just savor my youth first. Let's start there.
Exactly.
So for today's topic, I mean, it's a great topic, and I'm very excited to see what I learn, what our listeners can learn from this. And I know many of our clients are currently grandparents, or they're excited to be grandparents, just like my parents. What are we going to talk about first, Jenna?
Yeah, well, a lot of what I'm going to reference today is from a Kiplinger's article, How Much Does It Cost to Be a Grandparent? And it has some insight in it that I think is very interesting. It really begins with an excellent rundown of what it costs to be a grandparent in 2025. A recent study by the Senior List shared in the article, looking at how grandparents are supporting their grandkids, and it really does put things into perspective, Jacqueline. They surveyed 1,200 older adults, asking how much they give, what kind of support they provide, and how it impacts their own lives. And shockingly, get this, 96% of grandparents said they've taken on some financial costs for their grandkids, spending on average about $4,000 a year.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Perhaps what's even more interesting is that many said they've even considered, and this is a little bit alarming, their own financial well-being at risk by either delaying retirement, dipping into savings, and more, all out of love and a desire to help those precious little grandkids.
Wow. I mean, 96% of respondents, yep, saying that they're taking on financial costs for their grandkids, not just, yes, their kids, but grandkids. That's not something I would have guessed.
I know. It's very interesting. And according to the study, grandparents are spending really in a variety of different ways, but it does add up. And here's some specifics from the study. Around $1,000 a year, they're spending on big ticket items like a house or buying a car, another $1,000 for tuition, college, another $1,000 on housing support, $1,000 on travel and vacations, $600 for savings or college funds, $500 on everyday expenses, $500 in regular allowance, $400 on gifts. Now, I don't know if that's accurate, because at least the grandmas that I know spend a lot more than that on gifts.
Yes.
$300 for clothes and shoes, $300 for dining out, $300 for extracurricular activities, $250 for healthcare, and $200 for entertainment. So that was like the average that they're spending. So it does add up, and you can see how this kind of support, well, it's very generous and given with a lot of love, can quietly start to strain your finances, especially with rising costs across the board, from groceries to healthcare. You know, I always say this, but I think, Jacqueline, it's hard for a retired person to keep their lifestyle going with inflation and just all the costs going up. So while the instinct to help is very natural and very sweet, the tough reality is you have to be careful not to overextend yourself and jeopardize your own retirement security. And no one wants that, not even your grandkids. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can be tough, though.
And Jenna, I think some of those numbers are kind of on the low end. I mean, like you said, yeah. I know it's average, but personally, I've experienced a lot more being spent. So, but I mean, Jenna, does the article say anything about, you know, some grandparents having to sacrifice their own financial goals and their own life to provide things for their grandkids?
It really does. And it's eye-popping stuff. There are real sacrifices that grandparents are making, thinking about making or are making to help their grandkids financially. And it's not just small stuff. According to the article, 1 in 4 grandparents have already tightened their belts and started living more frugally to make ends meet. And half say they've at least thought about doing so. So that's a lot of people tweaking their budget out of love. And then there's the big one, pulling money from savings or retirement accounts. About 14% have already done it. More than half, 57%, have seriously considered it. And that's tough because that money is supposed to be there to support you later in life. In fact, I can think of one client of mine that called recently and he said, Jenna, I really want to take $50,000 out of my IRA, my traditional IRA, to help my granddaughter pay for her wedding. And I said, hey, not a problem. This is your money. I'm happy to do it. But I do want to let you know, anything you take out of a traditional IRA is 100% taxable. And being that you're at, you know, a 24% tax bracket, we're going to have to take 24% out for federal tax and then some for state tax. I mean, you're basically losing 20 to 30%
wow.
of that IRA to fund your granddaughter's wedding. Mm-hmm. Also, when I look at your overall income plan, it's going to put you in a bind. I mean, this could make you possibly run out of money later in life. And he said, Jenna, I know I shouldn't do it. I want to do it anyway, though. I have to do this for her wedding. And I said, okay, we're happy to process the withdrawal, but I want to let you know you could be sacrificing some of your own security in the future. So it is a little concerning when you see people taking really big chunks of money out of their retirement plans, you know, if it's going to really hurt them down the road, you know, Jacqueline?
Yeah, absolutely, Jenna. And even those statistics that you mentioned, those are incredible. I mean, 57% are concerning.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I also understand it too. I mean, family is everything. So, I mean, but it seems clear to me that if you have grandkids or grandkids coming up, right? I mean, it's so important to meet with your financial services professional and your financial advisor to go over these things, to come up with a plan, because you do want to give, but just make sure that you're being a little, you know, putting yourself first.
I agree. And it is important to meet with a financial advisor that may be able to help support you in this decision to figure out how much you should give to your grandchildren without sacrificing your own financial stability. And by creating a tailored roadmap, they can identify potential strategies like gifting within annual IRS limits, you know, maybe setting up a 529 college plan, or using trusts. There's all kinds of things you can do. One thing that I think is pretty neat, Jacqueline, the big, beautiful tax bill that just passed not mm-hmm. long ago, the government now has what's called a child savings account available for any babies that were born starting in 2025, where they will put $1,000 into that savings account, free money, right?
Yeah, a Trump account, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, they put the $1,000 into this account, and then grandparents or parents, but a lot of grandparents, as an idea, could really contribute as much as they want into this child savings account There are no like income limits or limits as to how much you can contribute. But I think that's a neat option for grandparents to know about if they're looking to potentially do something different for their grandkids to help them for their future.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, to me, it sounds like a lot of listeners should get together with you to talk about this because, you know, you want to be a financial blessing for your grandkids, but just having that plan, Jenna. And so how can people, our viewers and listeners, get a hold of you?
Yeah, thank you, Jacqueline. We do offer a complimentary consultation. So people can give us a call. We'd love it if you would get together with us. Our number is 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 800-994-8993. And we'd love to chat with you about some options as far as building some strategies into your budget or even just some investment strategies to really just make a difference in your grandkids' life. So, you know, it's our goal to really help you prepare for retirement. But if it's on your heart to leave something to the grandkids, we definitely have ideas on that as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, so far, we've really discussed the survey conducted by the senior list, right? That had some numbers and some financial things that we may be on the low end.
Which, exactly.
I mean, just revealed kind of how grandparents are spending money on their grandkids and helping with large purchases, like you said, tuition, housing, allowances. I mean, even more. So, Jenna, what else are we going to discuss today?
Yeah, well, there's an article from Kiplinger, How Much Does It Cost to Be a Grandparent, that I'm eager to share some information from. And, you know, if you start with the upside, there's some really heartwarming benefits to helping your grandkids out financially. First of all, there's joy of being there. You know, Jacqueline, I don't know if have you ever done the Five Love Languages book at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously gifts is one of the ways you can show love to grandkids or anybody that you love. But, you know, there's quality time. There's acts of service. You know, there is hugs. There are, you know, just so many ways, giving good words to them, positive words, verbal affirmations. But I think, you know, I think back to my grandparents. And one of the things that was so special to me was just the quality time. Yes. I think grandkids more than probably money would appreciate, you know, just the quality time, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I would completely agree. And maybe the photos to capture it too.
Yes, yes, I know. As many photos and videos as possible, because, you know, that's what we have to hold on to them to really remember those memories. Mm-hmm. But there's a big picture here on, you know, contributing to different investments and just really being strategic about how we're going to give to the grandkids. You know, a lot of grandparents contribute to a college fund or savings account. That not only supports their future, but it also lets you leave a lasting legacy knowing you've helped pave the way. Mm-hmm. Covering essentials like clothing or healthcare is a powerful way to ease some of the pressure on the parents as well and give your grandkids more room to thrive. And I don't know about you, but it is really fun to go shopping for especially little girls, right?
Yes. Yes. And you got very, very fortunate with three of them.
Yes. Yes. I know. I love shopping for clothes with them. So anyway, I know all the hot spots in town.
Yeah.
Anyways, you don't want to forget the gifts, though. I mean, gifts definitely are a love language to a lot of people. You can contribute in 2025 up to $19,000 a year. It was $18,000 last year, but it's been moved up to $19,000 without triggering any gift tax returns that need to be filed.
Okay.
Options like a 529 plan can also help give you a smarter way of preserving your own savings for the road ahead. And maybe most importantly, there's the joy of just joy in giving. In fact, 80% of grandparents say they love being able to help, according to this article. It's not just about money. It's about staying connected, staying involved, and just really finding purpose in the act of giving.
Yeah, for sure. And Jenna, while I'm not a grandparent yet, one day I hope to be. Yes. But the idea of doing things to help build lasting connections with a grandkid just really hits home with me. And throughout these experiences and what we're talking about today, I mean, you can tell everyone, most people, I would say, has a great relationship with their grandparents.
Yes, it is. It's so rewarding. I feel very incredible to have had grandparents that really just poured into me. And it's amazing how much wisdom grandparents have and how much they can teach you. So, or teach their grandkids. So while giving can be incredibly rewarding, it's also important to think about the flip side, of course, which is some of the challenges that can come with financially supporting your grandkids. For starters, it does add up. Spending around $4,000 per year, which was really the average, might not seem like a lot in the moment, but over time, it can take a real bite out of your budget and maybe even delay dreams like traveling or finally stepping away from work. There's also the risk of creating a pattern where your grandkids or parents start to rely on your support a little too much. We've all heard those stories, right?
Yes.
Helping out with groceries or bills now and then is generous, but you've worked very hard for your independence too, so that matters. And let's be honest, giving because of guilt or pressure is the kind of stress that can chip away at the peace and freedom retirement is really supposed to bring. More spending now can also mean less flexibility later. If an unexpected health issue pops up, or let's say you go into the nursing home and have a long-term care issue, you know, this can really sacrifice some of your peace and financial freedom. And lastly, there's the tax side. Giving more than $19,000 a year can trigger gift taxes and potentially reduce what you've set aside for your own living expenses or the legacy you even hope to leave. So again, while giving is beautiful, it is all about balance and making sure that you're helping them without hurting yourself. And it kind of reminds me, Jacqueline, you know, when you're on an airplane, the airplane stewardess always says, now, if we're having a problem and the plane is about to crash, you need to make sure you put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you put it on your grandkid, right? Yes. Because you can't help them if you can't breathe. So again, I think just finding that balance of, you know, blessing your grandkids, but also taking care of yourself is just, it's really important. Don't you think?
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I think of this as making a list, you know, writing it out. And I know that that's how my brain works, is I like to have things written out and, you know, making a list of pros and cons of helping your grandkids financially. You know, what are the positives for you? What are the positives for them? And what are the, you know, negatives and vice versa? And I think this is a great way and a great reason to meet with your financial services professional to go over this. And they can kind of walk you through, maybe there's one that you're missing, you know, maybe there's something over here that you're missing. And it's so important to have that all laid out in front of you.
Yeah, there's something about putting it on paper, like we've talked about, to find that balance of taking care of your own financial well-being while still finding ways to support your grandkids. So again, generosity is such a beautiful thing. Money is such a powerful tool if it's used well. It shouldn't come at the cost, though, of your financial future. And with 57% of workers already feeling behind on retirement savings, it's a reminder to double check your own financial foundation first. The good news is that you don't have to choose between your future and theirs. With a little planning and some solid strategies, I do think you can do both. One possible option to look at beyond just handing out cash is you could look at helping with some of the educational expenses. I mentioned a 529 plan earlier. 529 plans are specifically designed to help with education, and there's a nice perk for grandparents. The grandparents loophole now allows you to contribute without hurting your grandchild's financial aid eligibility. Oh. And 529 plans aren't just for tuition. I don't know if you know this, Jacqueline, but they can help cover room and board, supplies, and fees too. Plus, if your grandchild doesn't use all the funds, you now have the option to roll over that money into a Roth IRA tax-free. We like tax-free, don't we?
Oh, wow. That's great to know.
Yep. So you can be generous while also being really smart about it. With the right tools, you're not just giving, you're setting them up for long-term success while protecting your own. And that's important.
Yeah. And I think sometimes people think of a 529 as being, you know, certain rules and, you know, things that you have to follow. And it's gatekeeping your money. And that's just not the case. I mean, like you said, that whole rolling over into a Roth IRA tax-free, that is a great opportunity. And I think a lot of people should take advantage of that.
Yeah, I do too. Because, you know, it's not that every kid goes to college, right? Yeah. You know, there may be some grandkids that decide, you know, I want to start my own business. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, maybe you don't need to go to college, but you have to take some, you know, licenses like a real estate license or something like that. And so it is really nice to know that that can be rolled over into a Roth IRA to still have those tax-free benefits. I love that they updated that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I mean, I'll just give you kind of a personal example of this. My boyfriend did not go to college. You know, he is an electrician. And so that is not the route that he decided to take. And he does have a 529 set up by his grandparents. And so it's very interesting to know all of this because it's true. It's out there. And a lot of people experience this. And so knowing the rules and the regulations with it is so important. And like you said, meeting with your financial services professional to help you through this, because you, Jenna, are so knowledgeable in this. And you just taught me something, and I'm sure you're teaching our listeners as well. So just talking with them to go over your needs and your wants and making that list.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that list is really important. And I think if you asked most grandparents, they'd tell you that they do just about anything for their grandkids. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I mean, who can blame them? There's just this beautiful line from an article that says, "Grandchildren are the dots that connect the lines from generation to generation." Isn't that beautiful?
Wow. Wow. Can you say that one more time?
Grandchildren are the dots that connect the lines from generation to generation.
I love that, Jenna.
Yeah, I do too. It's so heartwarming. It's also real life, of course, and the cost of being a grandparent, we've been talking about that quite a bit, can sneak up fast. Mm-hmm. From little butterscotch treats, right, to big time support or going to the nail shop. It does add up. And for some, it can even throw retirement plans off track. So yes, we want to spoil the little ones, love them, lift them up, encourage them, support them. But don't forget to look out for yourself too, because when you're financially secure and at peace, every moment you spend together becomes that more meaningful, right? If you can truly give them quality time because you're not worried about money, that's also a gift, right?
Absolutely. And that, to me, growing up and growing older, you know, that is what's important. Yeah, when you're a child, you do want the gifts. I mean, let's be honest. But when you get older, you're going to remember the memories. And that's what you and I are talking about today. So yes. What else are we going to talk about, Jenna?
Well, there's another article from Kiplinger's. Boy, can you tell I get Kiplinger's magazine here? Four money mistakes even good grandparents make with grandkids. I want to reference it. One of the biggest things the article points out, and it's just a really good reminder, is the importance of encouraging your grandkids to earn and save their own money. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think back to when you were a kid, remember picking out something you really wanted? Maybe it was like the bike or that new Barbie, mm-hmm. or even a special gift for your mom. You saved every penny, worked hard. You know, I used to do lemonade stands, Jacqueline, when I was a kid. And when you finally get it, oh, you did too?
Absolutely.
Yeah. When you finally get that amount of money saved, you like treasure it. You probably still remember how proud you felt. And that kind of pride is powerful, and it's something your grandkids deserve to feel too. So instead of just buying that toy or gadget for them right away, help them set a savings goal, something fun but manageable, and then offer some ways that they can earn money, like chores around the house, helping around the yard, that sort of thing. And when they finally save enough to make the purchase, celebrate it with them, because it's not just about the item. It's about the confidence and sense of accomplishment that they'll carry with them from working hard to then earn the money. I really think it's good to let them feel the joy of earning what they want. It's a gift that lasts a whole lot longer than anything I think you can buy off a shelf. I mean, financial literacy, just teaching your grandkids about money, is such a big blessing. And a lot of families don't even get the opportunity to do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And just, I mean, like you said, just that thrilling moment of accomplishment when you buy something as a kid and how proud you are and how you show it off. And you also cherish it so much more. I mean, I think, you know, if you buy something with your own money as a child, you will take better care of it and you will treasure it like your baby.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think I talked about how this article talks about some of the mistakes people make. One of the mistakes for grandparents is spoiling the grandkids just a little too much. Mm-hmm. And now I get it. Like, many grandparents feel like spoiling is part of their job. But when every visit comes gifts, it can almost start to feel like entitlement. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, sometimes we're the first to say these kids are too materialistic, while also handing them a new toy. But think back to your own grandparents. Jacqueline, you mentioned this. You know, the best memories probably aren't presents, but going and doing experiences together. Or yeah, the hugs, the stories, yes, the songs that they sang, and the time that they just spent with you. That's really what sticks. I really believe kids and grandkids would rather have quality time than money. I mean,
yeah,
that's my opinion. I don't know how you feel about that, Jacqueline, but I think so.
Yeah, absolutely, Jenna. And you're right. I mean, even for our listeners and our viewers that who have lost grandparents, maybe even decades ago, I mean, you probably still have very vivid and warm memories with them. And so what is more valuable than that?
Right. I agree. So the next mistake that this article references is just not preparing your grandkids for an inheritance. The article explains that baby boomers are expected to pass down, get this number, $70 trillion. Wow. $70 trillion over the next couple of decades. That's a massive wealth transfer. And for many families, a lot of it might skip a generation and even go straight to the grandkids. But here's the thing. Inheritances shouldn't just show up like a surprise lottery ticket after you're gone. Mm-hmm. You're not just your money. You're also your values. And passing those on are as important as passing on dollars. You know, talk to your kids and grandkids now. Let them know what matters to you. Maybe it's education, owning a home, or giving back to causes you care about. Share those dreams while you're here. And that's the real legacy. I mean, I remember going to church with my grandmother and her sharing, you know, just a beautiful story about why faith was important to her and just some of the values that she had about really working hard and being honest and loving family. And those are things that are just even the most powerful thing about her legacy, I think, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, Jenna. And like you said earlier in the show, the most valuable gift that you can truly give your grandkids is time.
Yes, I agree. Quality time. And finally, the mistake number four from this article is, and this is a good one, I hear this from some of my clients sometimes, and I always crack up a little bit. This is a big thing that happens. Sometimes grandparents compete with one another. Now, I know you didn't have this because you had two grandparents that like hung out together with you, which is totally not the norm.
Yes.
Okay. Right?
Yes, I know. I've got to get that through my head now, right?
Yeah. It's easier to picture that very scenario. You hear the other set of grandparents just bought the kids iPads, and suddenly you're thinking, well, maybe I should get them something really big. How about a pony? Mm-hmm. It's that little voice that says you need to match or outdo the gesture to stay in the spotlight. But honestly, being a grandparent isn't a competition. It's not about who spends the most or gives the flashiest gift. It's about love, presents, and memories that money can't buy. But happy for your grandkids when they get something special, even if it doesn't come from you, and really focus on giving them something deeper, which is what we talked about, your time, your stories, and really your unconditional love and grace. Mm-hmm. As the late Ruth Good said, our grandchildren accept us for ourselves as no one in our entire lives has ever done. And that is a precious gift, isn't it?
Wow. I love that too. You're just on it with all these quotes today, right? But I mean, you're right. I mean, but this just reminds us of how a financial strategy may allow us to help and enjoy our grandkids while also prioritizing our own needs. And Jenna, you brought it up earlier. I never even thought about the competition that's, you know, inside of these grandparents. And I can completely see where that may come from.
Yes, yes, it does happen. I mean, I've heard of it with clients even where it's like, I'm not sure why they spend more holidays with that set of grandkids or grandparents and not us. And, you know, even the time can sometimes get a little competitive, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, right?
Absolutely. What is next, Jenna?
Yeah, well, I do think it's very important to have a solid financial strategy that allows you to help your grandkids, like we've been talking about, but finding that balance of prioritizing your own needs. Mm-hmm. A solid financial strategy allows grandparents to enjoy and support their grandkids without totally sacrificing their own security. I do think it's important to set clear boundaries. And I'll tell you, the older I've gotten, the more I have realized how important and how healthy it is to set clear boundaries, especially with kids, right? Or yes. Grandkids. Budgeting for gifts or contributions and using tools like 529 plans or trusts really can mm-hmm. give meaningful, you know, financial security and sustainability. And I think a well thought out plan, again, balances that generosity with protection and ensuring funds are available still for you with retirement, healthcare, and just unexpected needs. But with a solid investment strategy, grandparents can be present, generous, and joyful while knowing that they are helping their family, but also, again, finding that balance of taking care of themselves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jenna, this has been a great show today. I mean, I am very invested in this. I love grandparents. I think it's a happy topic and going about it in ways that you are, you know, having fun in life, but also prioritizing yourself at the same time. And Jenna, is there anything else before we close out today's show?
Yeah. Well, we've talked about how special it is that many grandparents do want to make a difference in the lives of their grandkids. I do believe, like I said before, money can be such a powerful tool to really touch people's hearts and leave a legacy. And so I think it's beautiful when grandparents come in and they say, you know, I really want to do something big for my grandkid. I think that is just wonderful. It touches my heart. And so we love to sit down with grandparents and just be creative and come up with a financial plan. There are a lot of investment strategies out there besides just a 529 plan or a child savings account to invest for your grandkids. We have various tools. And so if you would like to learn more about that and really make a big impact, but again, find that balance of making sure that you do it wisely, that's really where we can come into play. And we would love to help you just totally make a difference in your grandkids' lives. If you'd like to come in and chat with us about that, we do offer a complimentary consultation. Our phone number to set that up would be 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 800-994-8993. Or you can go out to our website, beaconwealthadvisory.com, and request a consultation there as well. So well, Jacqueline, do you want to close us out?
I will. Thank you, Jenna. And that concludes another episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.